now Warsaw. WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday for those of you on fall break. Happy fall break to you and yours. If you are traveling, be safe. We'll be looking forward to seeing you again here in a week and a half. Last night, the Warsaw football team pulled away in the second half and beat Northwood 28-7. We'll go over the game with Coach Curtis and the boys that he brought with him here in just a few minutes. In the other conference games, Concord beat Wallasey 49-21. Mishawaka had a hard time with Plymouth. That was a 7-0 game at halftime, and the Cavemen pulled away to win at least a share of the conference championship with a 28-0 win over Plymouth. And Northridge beat Goshen 49-21, and the Raiders will be at Fisher Field next Friday. So the current conference standings, Mishawaka, again, alone at the top, 6-0. Concord right behind, alone in second at 5-1. Warsaw now alone in third at 4-2, followed by Northwood and Plymouth, 3-3, Northridge, 2-4, Goshen, 1-5, and Wallasey, 0-6. In the Indiana Northern State Conference, Knox beat Bremen 45-15, LaVille goes for 2 in overtime, and they make it. And they beat Jimtown in Imbago 28-27. And Tippecanoe Valley beat Glenn 42-7. In the TRC, Cass beat Wabash 42-7. Oconoqua beat Manchester 29-28. Peru beat Northfield 22-14. Rochester beat Northwestern 49-7. And Southwood beat Whitco 30-6. In the Hoosier North, North Miami shut out Culver 37-0. And Pioneer beat Triton 42-0. In the NIC, Elkhart beat Mishawaka Marion 59-14, and Penn shut out New Prairie 49-0. In the Northeast Corner Conference, it was Cherubusco over West Noble 24-23. Eastside beat Central Noble 70-13, and it was Lakeland over Fairfield 17-6. In the Northeast 8, Huntington North beat Norwell 48-7, and Leo beat Columbia City by a score of 30-7. Again, the Tigers won last night over Northwood 28-7. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and the boys after this. You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers! When you need a stylish look for your home, head to Browers Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Shop from the largest furniture selection in the area, including quality brand names like England, Best, and Roe. Get the quality sleep you need with a premium mattress from Therapeutic and add an adjustable base for the ultimate night's sleep. Browers also has in stock carpet along with vinyl, plank, hardwood, and tile. Visit browerscarpet.com and stop in today at 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Call the Glass Doctor.
It's a 3-2 count, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and the game is on the line. Ace pitcher Johnny never misses on the mound. He checks the runners, gets the sign, winds up, and delivers. Oh no, it's a wild pitch! Look out!
If you find yourself on the wrong end of a fastball, call Glass Doctor of Indiana for any glass issue. Auto, home, commercial, or even a custom piece of glass. Here comes the best pitch. Glass Doctor of Indiana has you covered except your eyeglasses and your water glasses. Call Glass Doctor of Indiana to fix your pain.
Banking is easier than ever with Crossroads Bank's digital services. Whether you're checking your balance, paying bills, or transferring funds, you can do it all with just a few taps from your phone or computer. It's banking on your terms anytime, anywhere. Visit Crossroads Bank online or at one of their branches in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Second and nine. Brock pitching to Reed, running right. Gets through the original line. Scrimmage bounce off. 35-40, he's out in the open. 45-50, 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers. Tucker Reed, 76 yards. And Warsaw leads 13-0 when it looked like he might get 5 yards, and that's all. Brock takes a look around from the 45 of Northwood. Hands off, Schenk up the middle. He plows through. He's still going. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, Tigers. 45 yards on 4th and 2 for Michael Schenk. He's got the hat trick, and the Tigers are on their way to victory. Claps again. Takes the snap, looking three-man rush. Looking down the field, chased out of the pocket, flips it down the field. It's intercepted! Intercepted! Ty Martin picks it off at the Tiger 47-yard line. That ball floated high in the air, and Ty Martin snagged it. And Warsaw's got it back with a chance to put their foot on the Panthers' throat.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good. How was breakfast?
Incredible.
Or should I say, how is breakfast?
It's incredible. Ham was A1. The bacon's incredible. I'm about ready to dive into these hash browns. But thanks to John down at the diner.
The boys are out having biscuits and gravy right now. And your guys played a really good football game last night and got the victory in a game that was tight all the way into the third quarter.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, even into the fourth quarter, we showed some signs of life. Did not play particularly well at times, but played hard. Very pleased, though, that we had to weather some storms. We got some breaks. I mean, obviously, we made some breaks and played what I thought to be pretty inspired football.
This is a game where both offenses seem to have the better of it, and yet you look up at the score at halftime, and it's a low-scoring game because both teams got the ball in the red zone and couldn't complete drives in very strange ways.
Yeah.
It was a very strange game from start to finish,
wasn't it?
I agree.
It was. It didn't feel like it felt like we were kind of in control, but then, like you say, you look at the scoreboard and we're in your mind, we should be up 14-0, maybe even 21-0 or 21-7, and we're not. And, you know, with a team like Northwood, who has a lot of firepower on offense, who is dynamic in the manner in which they get their ball, the football to their kids, you know, they're one play away, as you saw right before halftime. But it was. You know, usually there's a flow to a game and there's a rhythm to a game. This game felt like it was a collection of plays.
Yes.
Of snaps. That's probably the best way I can put it. It was just a collection of snaps that every 6 to 8 snaps, something big was happening.
Yeah.
For one team or the other.
Northwood takes the ball down the field. They're in pretty good shape. They have a holding penalty that backs them up. They end up trying a field goal, and then Grady Nelson absolutely ran over the guy in front of him and blocked the kick.
Yeah, that was a huge turnaround. You know, he got the sack on the play before that as well, if memory serves me. I mean, he had a really, really strong performance last night. But that field goal block, and then I thought he was going to scoop and score, and he fell on it. And then he had an opportunity late in the game, I think on their last offensive possession, where he intercepted a screen pass. I thought he was going to go once he broke that first tackle. So, yeah, he had a great game. But that was huge because they had just taken the ball. And to be quite honest, no disrespect to anybody, made us look disinterested and like they were playing against six guys instead of 11.
Can you put in words the contribution, not only that Grady Nelson makes on defense, because we know that, we see that, but you have put him at left tackle and right tackle, playing on the offensive side of the ball too, and took him away from a tight end position. I know you would love to use him at.
But and we will again once we get some kids back.
And you need, but you need him on the offensive line. Can you talk about what he's meant to that offensive line?
First of all, unselfish. You know, when I told him, hey, you need to wear number 73 because you're going to be playing tackle, he didn't think a thing about it. Just shrugged his shoulders, said, "Yep," and you know, whatever he needs to do for the team to be successful in our minds. It's not the most glorious of positions. You're not going to be catching passes. When we're at full strength offensively and he can come in certain situations and play that tight end spot, that creates some problems for defenses. But he can play defense and then come over and be one of our best linemen immediately. And, you know, we've tried to work it out where practice-wise a few more kids are – practicing on both sides of the football out of necessity, and he's certainly one of them. But he probably had his best game last night, at least of this year.
The defense forced
so far.
The defense forced three turnovers last night, and in real time, there's no way for us to see everything and understand everything. Matthew Flores Ortega ripping the ball out of that guy's arms. Which, again, I didn't see till the film. I'm like, how did he fumble the ball?
Yeah.
Well, it was because Flores Ortega just wouldn't let go of his arm and literally ripped the ball right out of there.
He did. And, you know, Maddie's another defender that, you know, you look at him and he's, I don't know, 5'7", 5'8".
He's not what the roster says, I don't think.
What does the roster say?
I think he says it's 5'9".
Does it? Okay.
Maybe with his helmet on, he is.
That's why I got to quit leaving it up there and saying, hey, kids, we leave it blank. Say, hey, fill out your height and weight so I can get it to Roger. Everybody is always 2 inches taller and either 10 pounds heavier or lighter than they actually are based upon their body structure. But he is playing consistently, probably our most consistent defender right now. At his inside linebacker spot, moving from outside B to inside B. It's taken about a half a season for him to settle in and feel comfortable at inside B. And you know, he's contact crazy. You know, he's always looking for contact. And, you know, that was a huge play, particularly after they just ran it for 6 yards on a 4th and 5, the play before that.
When I watch him play, and I realize it's not the same level of competition. I don't care. When I watch him play, I think of Manti Te'o when he was at Notre Dame. He's not the tallest guy, but he's wide, he's quick, and he always seems to be where the ball is when the play goes in that direction.
Yeah, I agree. He's got a great nose for the football. And that's something that, you know, I think can be taught to an extent, but it's also instinctual. We can teach them their keys. We can teach them to read through the guard to the backfield, go to this gap when the ball's when the guard pulls, or based on what the D lineman is doing, which gap do I have that is open? But I think intrinsically inside each defensive player or anyone that wants to play defense, there is either a something inside you that just understands how to get to the football and being on the tackle, and he certainly has that.
You had a We played the highlight of the 76-yard touchdown run by Tucker Reed, where it looked like he was going to get 5 yards and was going to go down, and he just refused to go down. And once he gets going, once he's out there in space, you're not going to catch him.
No, and, you know, it's good to see his ankle back darn near 100% healthy. One of our points of emphasis, and it seems like there's a different point of emphasis each week, but we thought against there was a couple runs by our halfbacks against Mishawaka where we kind of stopped to see what the, you know, we get the ball in the perimeter, kind of stopped to see what the outside B or the inside B was going to do, or we just run straight to the sideline, try to outrun everybody. The play that he scored on, first of all, was a great physical run by him. It is so nice to see him lower his shoulder and get physical. We have a drill we do. If you guys ever seen that, the Village Idiot Drill. Okay. That's what it's called. It's called the Village Idiot Drill.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Well, it is where you must crease the ball and run through kind of a gauntlet of shields. And we run rocket toss or triple pitch. And the halfback cannot try to outrun everybody to the outside. And he's got to lower his shoulder and get in the alley, which is that area just outside the tackle, and be physical and rip through. And I think we did that, I think, once or twice this week leading up to that. And that was a perfect example of why we do that. He kept his legs churning. He did not stop when there were other bodies there. I think that's something that backs kind of naturally when they want to stop, see what they're going to do, and then cut the other way. You've got to get vertical. Anytime you're running east and west instead of north and south, bad things are going to happen, in my opinion. And that was a good, strong physical run. He hit. He spun. They made him miss a tackle. And then, as you said, there was daylight or nightlight in front of him for the 73-yard touchdown.
Michael Schenck had another good game, 3 touchdowns, short runs, long runs, one on 4th and 2 that put the game on ice. He's part of that three-headed monster, and now obviously Fitzpatrick did not carry the ball last night, but Brody Duncan did.
Yeah.
When you needed hard yards, Absolutely. Brody was in there to get those yards for you, and you've got quite a backfield there.
I'm pleased with all the fullbacks. Now, Fitz, one of the reasons he wasn't, he dinged his shoulder up in this third quarter, I believe, on a kickoff. And we'll know a little bit more about that here Monday. But, yeah, Michael needs to run a little bit lower, a little lower pad level. Brody obviously hits it 1,000 miles an hour. And both kids, both fullbacks, had opportunities to convert on 4th and shorts.
Yeah.
And that's good to see. I don't know what we were on 4th down.
We were 3 out of 4.
Okay. The one from our own 18-yard line on 4th and 2 with a 7-0 lead.
That was my next question.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I knew you would ask that. My guy said that.
Because we knew you were going to go for it because you called timeout. I said there's only one reason for him to call timeout, and that's because he's changed his mind.
Okay, well, the older you get, the worse your eyesight gets. You'll experience that someday if you haven't already. I really thought it was 4th and 4 when I sent the punt team out. And I'm looking to see where they spotted it. And, you know, I don't trust the scoreboard, not because of who's operating it. Just I always look for the sticks.
Yep.
And when I saw it was 4th and 2 from our 18-yard line or 19-yard line, 7-0 lead, you know, that's kind of who we are. And so I hated to burn a timeout, but I knew if I tried to run the offense out there, it'd be kind of a cluster. So we burned the timeout, and we're able to pick up an important first down. I think that was Brody at that time.
Yes.
Picked up 3.5-4 yards on that zone dive. I thought that was huge because shortly later came Tucker Reed's incredible 73-yard touchdown run, I think, 2 plays later.
Yeah, that's where Northwood's literally within 6 inches of the goal line on 4th down.
Yeah.
They go wildcat, snap it over Miller's head. It's at the 11-yard line, and that's when all that went down from there.
Yeah, what a swing.
Yeah.
What a swing of events. Not too dissimilar from 2 years ago, same spot. I don't know if you recall this.
Yes.
They're getting ready to score, and I think either tied or pulled within one score. And Daler Villema somehow comes up with the ball and takes it out to midfield, and we score right before half.
Yes. Changed that game around.
It really did, and as did the play you just described. You know, I'm not a huge – I've coached the shotgun long center snap to the quarterback before. One of the things that always concerned me about it, for me personally, obviously there are teams that run it, and Northwood's one of them that runs it well. Most teams we play don't have people under center, and that's fine. I can't live in my mind, my simple mind, I don't want to see our guys run 4 yards just to get back to zero.
Yeah.
That's just me. You know, there's some good stuff out of it. Obviously, you turn the TV on and everybody's doing that stuff. But that's one of the reasons we don't, is what you saw last night from the 6-inch line.
Yeah. One of the things, obviously, that hasn't been a problem really since the very first game of the season, and first game of the season, you see mistakes happen more often because it's the first game of the season. A lot of penalties last night.
Too many.
And obvious false starts, illegal procedures, personal foul penalties, stuff that we haven't seen from this group all season.
Yes, that was disappointing. That would probably be the only disappointing thing that came out of last night is, you know, we put ourselves in a position to take command of the game, and all of a sudden you're first and 15. And we can't afford to be first and 15. We're not good enough to be first and 15. We're good enough to be first and 10 and give us the ball, you know, 4 snaps at 10 yards. But it comes down to mental preparation, the reps you take in team. These guys always wonder why we harp at them in team for a flinch here, a false start here, going in motion too soon. We had a situation where one of our linemen last night looked up. You know, he's in his stance.
Yeah.
He was looking down, and he looked up quickly. Well, that's a 5-yard penalty. So not going to have very much success if you have 6 or 7 false start penalties. I'm telling you that right now. So those need to be definitely addressed, corrected, reinforced in whatever way possible.
This is a weird week for you guys coming up because it's fall break, but you guys don't get a full fall break like all the other students and teachers do. What's the practice schedule? As obviously you don't have after school because there is no school, how do you go about things this week?
Try to keep things the same as possible, as much as possible. So we'll go 3:30 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, we're not going to come in at 5:30 a.m. We will come in at 8:30 a.m., practice till 11, and then my wife is going to put together a brunch to end all brunches for our seniors back at our house after practice. So it's kind of an annual affair. Sometimes we do it in the evenings. Last year, we did it after this practice, and it worked out great. So here's the deal with the fall break week. It's a fall break for everybody, like you said, except our kids. Communication is key, okay, because we're like, Warsaw is in love with their vacations, okay? So it's imperative that we get that information to the kids as soon as possible. I remember the first year, which was last year, that fall break fell on this week where we had 3 games, freshman, JV, and varsity.
Yeah.
And one of my coaches was very concerned, called me immediately. Do you realize this is happening, this and that? And I said, yeah, I realize it. I've got the calendar. It's ready to go out. This is like February. Well, it's fall break. We're going to not have kids there. I said, incorrect. It is football season. They're going to get 300 days to make plans. Okay, so it stinks kind of for the families that want to go out of town, but you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
And try to give a few days off then on the bye week. So Saturday our varsity won't come in a week from right now. Monday we will not practice. We'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then take Friday off, and then it'll be a normal week for first round of the playoffs.
Okay. Who's with you today?
Well, I got a couple kids here with me. Number 83, Ethan Schroff, split end, defensive back, kickoff assassin.
Yes, last night.
As we saw last night.
We could talk about that this morning.
Logan Carl, number 89, split end, safety, four-year. Both are four-year kids in our program. Both have played as consistently this year as anybody on our team.
I want to, before I take a break and talk to these guys, you've got a new player who not only got into the game last night, but he was an impact player. He was involved last night and showed you some of the talent and skill and what he could be for your football team moving forward.
We did. We had a transfer early September, obviously with the IHSA ruling, which we could spend an entire show on sometime. Let's do that.
Okay.
I have some strong opinions about the state of extracurricular athletics that are supposed to be education-based.
Yes.
But we won't go there this morning because I can feel my blood boiling already.
I'm in the same boat as you are.
That being said, 40 days ago or 35 days ago, because there's a 30-day wait or a 30-day stay, and Baltimore Robles enrolled in our school after the season had started and after school had actually started. So there's a 30-day from the day of enrollment. So last night was actually his first opportunity to participate as a Warsaw Tiger. And I think he took the most advantage of that, as you mentioned it, as you said.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see how you guys use him here the rest of the season.
I don't know if that was necessarily the plan. I think sometimes it just works out that way, but he certainly made the most of it.
Yeah, we'll talk with Logan and Ethan coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. For a limited time, we've got our biggest offer yet. 0% financing for 60 months on new Bryant heating and cooling systems. That's 5 full years of interest-free payments. And it gets even better. You could get up to $3,000 cash back. But you better hurry. This deal ends November 30th. Call Flotec today or visit us online at flotecpnh.com to schedule your free estimate. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
False start. Pass interference. Offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Unfortunately, the end of the boat season is coming sooner than any of us wants. But now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Be ready to go next spring. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Research shows vaping is on the rise among teens. One of the most influential factors when a teen is growing up is a strong, open relationship with parents, family, or caregivers. Some ways to take action with your kids is to be checked in, clear and consistent about your messaging and expectations regarding vaping and substance abuse, establish family agreements, and let them know you are there and care. Continue talking to your teens as they get older. This message brought to you by Kosciuszko Cares and the Kosciuszko Drug-Free Coalition. Visit inspire-in.org.
did you catch that touchdown last night? It was insane.
Nope. Missed it. My screen froze and then game over.
You gotta get Surf Internet. I've got fast fiber speeds with no throttling ever.
Sounds like a winning play. Sign me up.
Score big with Surf Fiber Fast Internet today. Just $30 a month with AutoPay, including free installation and free Wi-Fi. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, let's talk to Logan first. So take us back a couple games to the Plymouth game, right? You guys, as wideouts, don't get thrown the ball a lot. And so here's this long, deep post pattern, and you're open, but there's a guy close to you. Take me through the play and what you remember about running down the field and seeing the ball in the air.
Yeah, so I remember getting called, and I was pretty nervous because we don't get the ball a lot. And I knew I was probably going to be open because I'd seen that safety motion, and he was coming downhill a lot. So I remember taking my first three steps, and I had already seen him fly past me, so I knew I was going to be wide open. And I probably turned my head a little bit too quick because it kind of made me drift towards inside the field, towards that backside corner who ended up coming over. And I kind of just watched the ball, and I had to make a play on it, you know, go up and get it before that corner could get there and then fight to the end zone.
I know that when I was calling the game and then I went back and watched it, that ball was in the air a long time. Does it feel like it's a long time waiting for it to come down?
Yeah, it was a long time. I watched it in slow motion and then kind of just had to jump up there and try and make a play on it.
And that's part of what Quentin's been talked to and trained is throw it higher and let you guys go get it. So is that something you guys practice?
Yeah, I'd say that we're always trying to high point the ball, make sure that we're the ones making a play on it and not the other team. So,
what's it like to score a touchdown in a game?
It was pretty exciting. It was my first varsity one, so it was very exciting for me.
When did you realize that you were in the end zone?
Well, I caught the ball, and I turned, and I saw I was, like, 3 yards away, and I was like, I'm gonna have to get this touchdown. And I fought my way in there and just fell down. It was pretty exciting.
What is the thing that Monday in practice you know you have to work at to get better?
Definitely just like open field blocks. You know, when we get to the perimeter, we're going to have to convert, and those are like our main blocks, and then we can't miss those or it's not going to go anywhere.
Can you talk about how difficult it is when you know the play is coming your way and you're out there and you're one-on-one against your guy in space to block him correctly and not hold on the play? Because that would be really easy.
Yeah, it's pretty hard, but you just got to know where the ball path is and get your hips turned and just make sure he doesn't cross your face.
And a lot of times, there's space between you and the sidelines and space to the middle. So the guy coming behind you, whether it's Wyatt or Tucker or whoever, they can choose one way or another. At what point do you know which it is?
Yeah, usually we have like an area that they're supposed to go like to our outside. So we're trying to push like the corner safety inward. So usually we know, but sometimes, you know, they're going to cut back and there's not really that much you can do about it. Just try and stay on your block.
What has being a Tiger football player meant to you?
I mean, it's like the best thing ever. I've been playing with these guys since, you know, seventh grade, and just being able to be with my teammates all the way through senior year, it's pretty exciting.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
Yeah, so my mom and dad. My dad works for Core Mechanical. He is a purchasing manager. And then my mom, she just started working as she goes to houses and gives them like resources for food or like they need school supplies or just like stuff like that.
And what are their names?
Mike and Tanya Carl. Okay. And then my brother, Chase Carl, he played here for a while. He is now attending Ball State and is in professional sales.
I'm not supposed to say these things out loud, but he will always have a soft spot in my heart. I love that kid. Undersized, gave everything he had to Tiger football. So
yeah.
And what do you want to do when you graduate?
So when I graduate, I want to go to Ball State and study business administration and kind of see where that takes me.
Okay. So you don't have an idea of really what you want to do?
Maybe a little bit of marketing. I kind of like marketing and interests me. I'm in a marketing class right now, so it's pretty fun.
And who teaches that?
Mr. Kuhn.
Okay. And who's been your favorite teacher so far?
Last year I had Mr. Meyer. He was like a brand new teacher, and he kind of just sparked the love of business into me. So, yeah, he's probably one of my favorite.
What's the hardest class you're taking right now?
I'd say probably econ. It's interesting, but it's a lot of work, and it's just kind of hard to understand all the like formulas and how the world goes around. So
yeah, absolutely. And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I have some really close church friends that I like to hang out with. You know, I have a friend who goes up to Concord. He'll come down a couple times hanging out with football buddies. So,
and where do you go to church?
Pleasant View Bible Church.
Nice. Good. Yeah. Okay, Ethan, I want to talk to you about special teams. Okay? So you were one of the littlest guys on this football team, and last night you made this incredible open field kickoff tackle that was so impressive. Talk about what that's like from the time the ball is snapped to the time you make that tackle.
Okay, so normally I wasn't supposed to be on kickoff. I'm a backup. But so actually Logan, he needed a break. He needed somebody to go in for him. So coach put me in, and I was just hoping to get, making sure that I get to the ball, make sure I don't embarrass myself out there. So I hear that's coming to my side, so I have to get ready. I just saw the ball come down. The guy didn't know where to go, so I just chased him down.
And you hit him hard. You're not a very big guy. Where does that come from?
Well, when I was younger, I have an older brother and my dad. Like, we always play rough, and I've like really little, so I always have to, like, I don't know, just attack hard, and so it's like even the playing grounds.
I know that you caught a pass earlier at Goshen. Take me through that play.
So originally wasn't supposed to go to my side, and then Coach Kuntz switches me and Trey Patterson, and I've always been struggling with my ball path and making sure I take the correct amount of steps so I can get to where the quarterback needs me to be. So all I was thinking is make sure I take my steps. Took my steps, and I see Brady Sauer. We make eye contact, and he just throws me the ball, and I catch it.
I think one of the things that was, so impressive about that is this is a guy who's still learning the quarterback position, throwing to a guy who maybe has had one pass thrown to him his whole high school career. And it looked like you guys have been doing it forever. The timing was perfect. The catch, your hands were right. And you got 20 yards out of it. That was so good. What, that had to make you feel pretty happy about all the work that you've put in leading up to that moment.
Yeah, because since we're not like a passing team, it always gets you very excited when you hear a pass play called to your side, and hope you're always hoping to be open so you can get the ball, so you show coach.
Yeah. Tell us about your parents, their names, and brothers and sisters, and where you live.
So I'm one of the oldest in my family, and I've moved around a lot my whole life with my mom and my dad. And now I live with my dad in town in Warsaw. My dad works for a construction company. He's like self-employed. I think it's New Line Construction. And then my stepmom, she works at the Lake City Bank over here. And his names are Brad and Talisha Schroff.
Okay, and brothers and sisters?
Brothers and sisters. I have a younger brother who's a freshman, and I have a sister that is a junior, and she was on online, now she's back in school.
Okay, good. What do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I want to go to college for graphic design and digital design. I like to, in one of my classes in school, we make like surfboards, snowboards, and all that kind of stuff, and
really?
Skateboards.
3D printing stuff?
Some 3D printing, some woodwork, some plexiglass, fiberglass.
Nice. How did you get into that?
When I was younger, I always loved art. And, just growing up, my mom and me always liked to make stuff, like go outside and make some random stuff, build. Like, sometimes we'd build like a bow and arrow out of wood and string, and just always loved creating stuff.
What's the hardest class you're taking right now?
The hardest class I'm probably taking is my probability and statistics class. Just all like the numbers, the decimals, percentages, and just gets confusing sometimes.
Do you ever think, I'm never going to use this in my entire life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me. At some point, you will. I thought the same thing about algebra. And then I had to cross multiply something, and I went, oh my gosh, I used algebra. And I went back to my high school, walked into my teacher's class unannounced, and said, I owe you an apology. I actually use this. So you will use it someday. Who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
When I'm not playing football, I mostly hang out with one of my friends that I've known for a long time, Liam Kennedy. Mm-hmm. We used to work together at McAllister's, and he quit. He found a better job. And whenever we have free time, we always like to go do something together.
Good. Thank you guys for coming in today. They got fed by the diner who fed them biscuits and gravy, and we appreciate their help with the program today. When we come back, we'll look at all the other teams at Warsaw Community High School, some of them who saw their seasons come to an end this week. We'll talk about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Midwest Tire and Auto Repair has been serving Warsaw and surrounding communities for many years. They are a Napa Auto Care Center, offering a wide variety of automotive services from oil changes to differential repairs. Choose from multiple name brand tires that make your ride feel great at a price that fits your budget. Call 574-269-9250. Visit MidwestTireWarsaw.com and stop in today to 995 North Lake Street in Warsaw.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mitchell Hall. For five generations, my family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you.
Some people are looking for the latest and greatest. Others trust in the tried and true. Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, a fourth generation family owned business where we are absolutely tried and true. And we're also the latest and greatest. We've just expanded and opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. Stop in now to take advantage of fantastic fall savings and no interest payment plans. Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City, your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. High school sports programs seek to develop excellence year in and year out. So do law firms. At Rock Hill Pinnock, our team of experienced attorneys works together to provide the best outcome for your legal case. Whether it's preparing your will, defending you in a lawsuit, or making sure your rights as a parent are protected in a divorce, the attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock have the experience to fight for you. Call Rock Hill Pinnock at 574-267-6116 to schedule your appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another year of Tiger football. All the football teams and cheer squads have worked hard this offseason getting stronger and preparing to rock the gridiron each and every game day. Just like those student athletes, your Bobcat and Exmark equipment has worked hard all summer long. Reward that equipment by bringing it in for that fall service so it's ready to roll next year. Now that your hard work is out of the way, let's go out and support our Tigers for another great football season. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of both Warsaw Tiger football and Warsaw Tiger cheer.
Booyah!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with Unified Flag Football, who competed in the sectional at Tippecanoe Valley last Saturday, and they lost to a really good Homestead squad in the semifinals after an opening round bye. 50-18 was the final. Homestead's defense was really good, put a lot of pressure on Warsaw's quarterbacks, Brady Taylor and Ioannis Schmidt, disrupting them from establishing any sort of passing game. Drew Jones, Brady Taylor, Ioannis Schmidt provided the early spark for Warsaw, but as the game went on, Homestead's defense made some adjustments that really caused a lot of chaos for the Tigers in the backfield. And that suffocating pressure ultimately led to Warsaw struggling to get their composure. And I don't say that in a like an unsportsmanlike way. I mean, just they were flustered, and they had not really been shut down that way by any of their opponents this season. So the loss ends the Warsaw season, and it also marks kind of a transitional time for the Unified Flag football team. They've had some kids on the team for several years, special kids, special rules, and so kids like Ben Kingshark Slaybaugh has really put a lot of time for several years into the flag football program. His career comes to an end, and I don't think anybody who was part of the flag football program or who watched the flag football games will ever forget Ben Kingshark Slaybaugh and his contribution to the Warsaw flag football team. It's a high character group of seniors on a very high note, despite losing to Homestead in the sectional 50-18. The boys tennis team won their sectional championship last Saturday at the Tiger Tennis Courts, beating Wawasee 5-0. Wins for Charles Norton, Henry Norton, and Ted Grandin at singles, and the doubles teams of Spencer Love and Luke Smith and Cale Meridew and Grant Marine. That put them into the regional semifinals at Northwood, where they ran into a Goshen team that finished 18-2, and Goshen beat them by a score of 3-2. Henry Norton at number 2 singles, Ted Grandin at number 3 singles, got victories for the Tigers, but they needed one more to win the match and advance on to the final, and they just could not get it done, so the Tigers' season comes to an end. The boys' soccer team scored 3 goals in the first half of their first-round matchup at Huntington North on their way to a 4-0 win over the Vikings at the Homestead Sectional. Meidenberger scored the first 2 goals. That was plenty for the Tiger defense. The first assisted by Andy Vass and the second by Diego Rodriguez. Vass made it 3-0 on an unassisted goal. And then Grady Williman, just the way the coaches drew it up, on a corner kick taken from Jose Gomez, curling in toward the goal, Grady put his head on it, put it in the back of the net on one hop, and that made it 4-0, and that was that. Then on Wednesday, the next night, the boys had to go back to Homestead and take on the host school. Homestead got a goal late in the first half, an insurance goal in the second half to beat the Tigers 2-0 and advance to the championship and knock the Tigers out. The first goal came with about 3 minutes to go in the half, and if you watched the game and you know anything about soccer, the game was played on Homestead's end of the field. Warsaw had the better chances. They were the better team for, I'll say, 37 minutes to start the game. Homestead put one run together. They scored on it as Warsaw got misaligned on defense. That made it 1-0. And then a free kick outside the box with 13 minutes to go, bounced off the goalkeeper, was rebounded into the net to make it 2-0. And that was that. And Warsaw ends their season at 10-6-1. The girls' soccer team posted a solid win after getting a first-round bye in the sectional at Goshen. They beat Elkhart 5-0 on Thursday night. They had a 3-0 lead at halftime, never looked back. The scoring came from freshman Isabella Lara in the 22nd minute, Lila Williman at the 26th minute, Evie Pepper in the 35th, and again for Evie in the 60th minute. Maya Boddicker capped off the scoring in the 79th minute, and the Lady Tigers will take on Northridge for the championship tonight. More on that in a minute. The girls' JV soccer team ended their season with a couple of victories in the season-ending NLC tournament. Jessica Reynolds and Mima Barbosa were prominent in the victories, with Warsaw beating Northridge 1-0 and Goshen 6-0. The volleyball team last Saturday went to Elkhart for their four-way mini tournament, and Warsaw defeated Elkhart in 3 sets in the best 3-out-of-5 format, 25-19, 25-9, 25-16, and they beat Northwood in 3 for the second time in 3 days, 25-15, 27-25, and 25-15. For the day, CeCe Good had 26 kills, Madison Branham had 17, Reagan Edwards had 13, Avery Heppner had 35 assists, and Maddie Branham had 32, and Ellie Hepler had 8 aces and 32 digs, Reagan Edwards with 6 block assists, and Madison Branham also had 8 aces. Then in the final regular season match for the varsity this season on Thursday night, the girls went to Concord. They beat the Minutemen in 3 to win their 4th straight Northern Lakes Conference championship. They now have won 29 consecutive Northern Lakes Conference matches. Here's the way to put that into perspective. This senior class, which has been very good and part of some really good volleyball teams, went their entire 4 years and never lost a conference match. All 4 years, never lost to an NLC opponent. They beat Concord in 3, 30-28, 25-15, 25-16. CeCe Good with 14 kills, Reagan Edwards with 10, Madison Branham with 16 assists, and Avery Heppner with 14. Madison Branham with 5 aces. Madison also had 13 digs, Ellie Hepler 12, and Olivia Rooney at 11. The junior varsity was defeated by Concord in 3, 25-13, 19-25, 11-15. Abby Stratton with a couple of aces. Erica Shimasaki with 17 assists. Ellie Green with 9 kills. Ellie Green with 2 blocks. Sophia Rios with 18 digs. The freshman beat Concord 25-17, 25-16. Layla Ballinger with 10 assists. She also had 3 aces. Maya McLean had 9 kills. Maddie Perry with 10 digs. Maya McLean also had 2 blocks. The JV football team lost to Mishawaka last Saturday 30-6 in a game that was 8-0 at halftime. There were only 6 total possessions in the first half because the offenses moved the ball down the field but were unable to score, except Mishawaka scored right before halftime. The Warsaw offense found a spark in the second half. Brady Sauer broke free for a 74-yard touchdown run. That got the Tigers on the board. The try for 2 failed. On defense, Hayden Farmer and Walker Perry continue to stand out and make their case to be on the varsity defense next year. Mishawaka pulled away late in the third and the fourth, and they win the game 30-6. The JV is now 4-3 in the year and 2-2 in conference play. The freshman football team went up to Mishawaka on Thursday and pulled out a heart-stopping 24-16 win over the Cavemen with a dramatic game-winning touchdown and a critical defensive stand. Clayton Diaz opened the scoring with a 1-yard plunge into the end zone. Mason Silvius scored on a 3-yard run to keep the Tigers in the game. The defense, led by Bryson Ellerson, Tanner Dippin, and Josiah Bontrager, kept the pressure on the Cavemen throughout the game. Warsaw had the ball and marching toward the end zone. There's 5 seconds left, and Ellerson scores the game-winning touchdown to lift the Tigers to the victory, 24-16, and with the game hanging in the balance, Jawan Kennedy sealed it with the clinching tackle. The freshmen are 7-1. Let's get you caught up on what's happening today. The freshman volleyball team is hosting a tournament at the T-Rack today. That started about 8 o'clock this morning, and it's mostly Northern Lakes Conference freshman teams involved in that. The junior varsity is also hosting a tournament this morning. That started at 9 o'clock this morning, also in the T-Rack. JV football is at Northwood this morning. That's at 10 o'clock. The girls' rugby team is home against a combination of teams from Rockford and Lakeshore. That starts at 1 o'clock today. We talk about rugby. We don't talk a lot about it. It's a club sport. But let me put it in this commercial. The rugby matches don't charge to get in. If you are curious at all about rugby, it's going to be a beautiful day. Come on out at 1 o'clock. The field, the pitch, is right out there by the marquee in front of the high school on the east side of the building. And again, there's no charge for it. So you're not out anything. Just come hang out with us and watch girls rugby today as they compete at 1 o'clock against the team from Rockford and Lakeshore. The girls soccer team playing in the sectional championship match tonight at Goshen. That starts at 7 o'clock. They will take on Northridge. The Lady Raiders beat them in the final regular season match by a score of 1-0. And then nothing for the first part of the week. Thursday, the girls volleyball team is hosting the sectional in the Tiger Den, and that will be at 5:30. And the freshman football team will be home against Northwood at 6 o'clock. If the girls win the sectional today, their regional game would be on Thursday, and it would be on the road. Then on Friday, the Tigers host Northridge to wrap up the regular season. That'll be at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. And the next Saturday would be the girls' regional championship soccer match. That would be at Penn. The JV football team is at Northridge next Saturday at 10. The cross-country team, who we have not heard from, they got the week off this week in advance of their postseason. They will have their sectionals hosted by Manchester at 10:30 next Saturday. And then next Saturday morning at 11, it's the first of the 2 volleyball semifinals in the Tiger Den in the Warsaw sectional. The second begins at 1. The championship match is at 6. Warsaw is a heavy favorite to be in that championship match and win it. One other note, boys basketball season tickets are on sale for fans who had reserved season tickets last season. If you want to renew those same boys basketball seats for the upcoming season. You can do so between now and Friday, October 24th. There is a story about this at the website at warsawtigers.com. Click on that story. There's a link where you can get your tickets and tell them what seats that you want. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk today on News Now Warsaw.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? SIM is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the SIM zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, SIM is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit SIM.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
Tired of squinting at the menu or pretending you can see the scoreboard? At Reinholt & Talmer Eye Care, we're here to help you see what you've been missing. With over 50 years of experience and four trusted doctors, we provide the expert care your eyes deserve. No guesswork, just clear vision. Book your appointment today at ReinholtEyeCare.com or call 574-269-3828 and take the first step into a clearer tomorrow. Reinholt & Talmer Eye Care, family-centered care with medical-grade expertise, right here in Warsaw.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results this week. We will start catching up with them this next week on Tiger Talk, and then we will have a show during fall break next Saturday and the Saturday after that, and we'll keep having shows until after the Tigers are knocked out, and we will start, instead of having players in, we will start to catch up with the fall sports coaches. Starting with girls golf and unified flag football, whose seasons have ended, and we'll jump in with tennis and all of that. So we will continue to have shows here over the next couple weeks on News Now Warsaw. Cubs and Brewers, game five tonight. Winner goes on to take on the Dodgers in the NLCS. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock first pitch tonight on News Now Warsaw. Go Cubs. Have a great weekend, everyone. Gary Sullivan is coming up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.